Joseph, though, he finds himself in prison. And he has this opportunity to interpret these dreams of these two individuals he finds himself with. And there's also we could think about from this story that we could take and we could reflect on. The thing that really struck me as I was reading it through and preparing for today is the fact that it's not Joseph who interprets the dreams. It's God who interprets the dreams through Joseph. It's not Joseph who provides the answers to the questions and the ponderings of those two individuals or the king. It's God who did it through Joseph. But yet so often that story, I think, is portrayed as Joseph as the central character. We read Genesis 40 verse 8. It's two prisoners. "We both had dreams," they answered, "but there is no one to interpret them." Then Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me your dreams." And then Genesis 41, 15 and 16, when he's before Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I had a dream, and no one can interpret it. But I have heard it said of you that when you hear a dream, you can interpret it." "I can do it," Joseph replied to Pharaoh. "But God will give Pharaoh the answers he desires." So we listen to God as we hear his voice, as he speaks to us. It's important that, well, I wonder whether we do sometimes forget, actually, that we don't have all the answers. And we can't solve everything. And I wonder whether we forget that God is the one who can do all things. God is the one who can provide the solutions, who can show us the way forward. But yet, in the world we live in, the messages we often get are, well, actually, you can work this out. And actually, you're pretty clever by yourself, and you don't need anyone else, don't need any other help. And in part, when we think about praying, it's about coming to God, kind of saying, God, you know, beginning of the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father in heaven," you know, recognizing God's sovereignty, the fact that there is no one like God, and actually we come to him and we're asking him to help us. We're asking him to move. And if you've been using the prayer course, I know some of the life groups have, we may have seen it before, and there's that great illustration that Pete Gregg, not Pete James, who apparently wrote a song or two, Pete Gregg uses of a traffic light. These are photos that I actually took when I was in the Holy Land, outside of where I was staying, and so we'd wait to be picked up each morning. There was this set of traffic lights with, I think, quite appropriate smiley faces on it. As Pete Gregg kind of shares the idea, you know, when we pray to God, chances are we're going to get an answer that's going to be in one of three areas: green, yes; amber, wait; or red, no. And it's coming to God in prayer, I believe, and reminder from Joseph that we come to the God who can do anything. Doesn't mean he will, but he certainly can. And we come to this God, come to the God, confident that there is no one who will come close to him. There is no one who will compare to him. And so it's that encouragement that as we bring our prayers, as we seek to grow as a praying people, whatever that looks like for us, whatever that kind of space we might find might look like, whatever we might capture in terms of things we might record in terms of what we hear God saying, that actually we will come to trust in him above all else, recognizing that he may hopefully use us and speak through us just like he did Joseph. But ultimately it's him at work. It's his power. He's the one doing the amazing things. We have that privilege to be a part of them by his grace. Let me pray. Father God, I thank you for the story of Joseph and his willingness to be used by you and to be used by you in challenging situations, in difficult times. I pray that you will help us to look to you in all things. Help us to remember that there's no other source in this world that's going to give us an answer. There's no other avenue where we will find what we're looking for, that only through you. And that you long to help us day by day as we serve you, as we live for you. I pray, Lord, that you will encourage each of us to each day come to you for all that we need. That as we have those conversations that people ask us things that we're just not sure of the answer, that in that moment that we will ask you to guide our words. That as we're faced with really tough situations at work or at school or in our family, that our first reaction won't be to try and solve it ourselves, but will be to share it with you. May you grow our faith as we pray, Lord, as we converse with you, as we do life with you, and help us to glorify you above all else. Amen.